swear I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. That break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes. My truck.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With Hurricane Milton on its way, tens of thousands of people are getting out.
We actually took 8 hours just to get out of the state of Florida. So the first 60 miles, it took us 4.5 hours to go 60 miles.
Brianne Ramirez is from Tampa, where the junk left behind by the last storm is still piled up. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z is also there.
Up and down Bayshore Boulevard, the very popular area where these big homes, they have all their debris piles out currently from Helene. And so the same area is going to take the surge they got, which was record, about 5 to 7 feet, and they could double it.
The acting leader of Hezbollah says even more Israelis will be displaced, the militant group extending its rocket fire deeper into Israel. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded to a couple of scientists whose work has been critical in helping form the building blocks of machine learning. One's from Princeton, the other from the University of Toronto. This is ABC News. Oklahoma getting ready to start buying Bibles for schools across the state now that they're required in classrooms. But there are questions about a connection to Donald Trump.
Oklahoma Superintendent of Public Instruction Ryan Walters recently allocated $3 million for the Bibles, and in searching for a supplier, the Education Department issued requirements that appeared to be for the Bible on which former President Trump makes royalties. But after legal questions were raised, the Education Department changed the Bible vendor requirements to say the supplier must provide a different Bible, the King James Bible.
That's ABC's Christiane Cordero. So far, neither Oklahoma's governor nor the state's education secretary have talked publicly about the plan. Comcast is now offering identity theft protection for some of its customers after discovering a data breach, about 230,000 customers affected. And it'll cost more to try to win Mega Millions, the price for a single entry going from $2 to $5 next year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A woman from North Carolina is waiting out the aftermath of Hurricane Helene in central Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has her story.
Andrea Ducklow said while things are devastated in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, people are getting help. But the spread of misinformation on social media is causing harm, too.
Don't politicize our disaster because there's a lot of people missing. There's a lot of people that have died. And there's a lot of people that lost everything.
I'm Melissa Kay.
A man is in jail after a weekend standoff in Waukesha. Police responded to a domestic incident on Saturday. The man barricaded himself in his home by the time officers arrived. De-escalation efforts failed, so officers used tear gas. The alleged victim and two police officers suffered minor injuries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, October 19th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., over on Lakeshore Drive East in Ashland, the Knights of Columbus will be distributing winter coats for local children. As the weather starts to get cold, the Knights of Columbus raise their commitment to the community. Putting their faith into action, Knights of Columbus councils have handed out more than 1 million coats to children. The coats are distributed in a first-come, first-served basis and range in size from 2 to adult. The KC Coats for Kids distribution will be at the Our Lady of the Lake Social Hall, that's 201 Lakeshore Drive East in Ashland, once again Saturday, October 19th from 9 a.m. to noon. I'm Austin Berme, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
The Badgers get ready for Rutgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers travel to New Jersey this weekend to take on the 4-1 Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell says quarterback Braden Locke did a good job of bouncing back in their win over Purdue after throwing two interceptions early in the game.
Sometimes you take it for, well, he's a slinger and he doesn't care. No, it's just he processes things. He's able to come back. He's able to have confidence in what he's doing.
NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Dobbs to be back at work tomorrow. Dobbs suspended over the weekend after not reporting to practice last week.
It's a pretty isolated incident. This has not happened with him before, and I don't expect it to happen moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Lakers Thursday night in a preseason game. Damian Lillard says he's in great shape thanks to his personal trainers.
Nutritionist and chef and speed and agility, strength and conditioning, my basketball trainer. We executed it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight clear with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31. 98Q Country.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. We're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago. When we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Do you love?
ragged old barn that my grandpa made. It was my whole world back in my innocent days. I love that little white church out on 109. It's where I hit my knees and I thank the Lord for this life of mine.
Station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took a dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born to kill tattoo tried to cut in. I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? She gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking? Whoa!
exciting. Guess I was thinking about that tank top.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground, and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dad. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raised my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where 5 generations will pray for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. And this is my dirt.
Jason Aldean,
Luke Combs,
Morgan Wallen,
all day long,
98Q Country.
I can't hide the way I feel about you anymore. I can't hold the hurt inside, keep the pain out of my eyes anymore. My tears no longer weigh me. My resistance ain't that strong. My mind keeps recreating a life with you alone. And I'm tired of pretending I don't love you anymore. last appeal to show you how I feel about you. Cause there's no one else, I swear, holds a candle anywhere next to you. My heart can't take the beating, not having you to hold. A small voice keeps repeating deep inside my soul. It says I can't keep pretending I don't love you anymore. I've got to take the chance or let it pass by. If I expect to get on with my
there's a need. There's a history between girls like you and guys like me, cowboys and angels, cowboys and angels.
Dustin Lynch there, 98Q Country with Cowboys and Angels. Good Tuesday to you, 8th of October. Joel here, you there. It works out best if we just probably keep it that way for now. We've got 30 as our temperature, and temperatures will rise up to about 60 today. They've kind of given up on, well, were they still issuing frost advisories for our area? I told my wife, I said, I think we get it. several parts of the Northwoods already had enough frost to apparently, as they said on the news, kill off the plants. Thought that was kind of rude, but all right. So the frost is here, and anything outside should now be inside, especially at nighttime, if you got those potted plants and stuff like that. Daytime is still fine. I mean, man, yesterday was wonderful again, and today should be good. The rain just continues. I don't know, the lack of rain rather continues, and I don't know what our stretch is here. I'm going to have to take a look and see how long we've gone without any significant rainfall, but it's been a while. It looks like, for the first time in a long time, I see a better than a 10 or 20% chance of rain on Sunday and Monday. So we'll see if that holds true. And you know what? Temperatures on those 2 days are only going to be about 50, about 47 or 50 for the high temp. So we might, depending on when that precipitation comes, we might jump right in from summer weather into some light snow. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but definitely the possibility as we get into Sunday, Monday. We're not done with the warm temps yet all this week and even into next week, with temperatures indicating back into the 60s for parts of next week. Crazy fall it has been. It was a wet spring, a nice summer, and this fall, and maybe we'll continue this into winter. The mild stuff. It doesn't seem to be an end to it right now. We have the beginning today of our backyard barbecue qualifying, and we're doing it in a text to qualify fashion. So we'll give you a keyword coming up after 7. There'll be a keyword each day. Just shoot us that word via the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. And then there will be a few qualifiers from each day's entrance. And then anybody who qualifies will be invited to our backyard barbecue giveaway, which will be Wednesday, October 30th at the Lanes at 5:30. Someone's going to win a grill provided by the Lanes. Everybody's going to win something that day. We're going to bring out the prize wheel and let people spin and try to win gift certificates and prizes from area businesses. So we will do that. The giveaway on the 30th, but in order to be invited to that, you just have to qualify. And again, we'll give you several chances. Just one keyword a day, first one coming up after 7 o'clock. Let's get you updated on what's going on. Twice an hour, news and sports, and ABC gets us going here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With Hurricane Milton on its way, tens of thousands of people are getting out.
We actually took 8 hours just to get out of the state of Florida. So the first 60 miles, it took us 4.5 hours to go 60 miles.
Brianne Ramirez is from Tampa, where the junk left behind by the last storm is still piled up. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z is also there.
Up and down Bayshore Boulevard, the very popular area where these big homes, they have all their debris piles out currently from Helene. And so the same area is going to take the surge they got, which was record, about 5 to 7 feet, and they could double it.
The acting leader of Hezbollah says even more Israelis will be displaced, the militant group extending its rocket fire deeper into Israel. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded to a couple of scientists whose work has been critical in helping form the building blocks of machine learning. One's from Princeton, the other from the University of Toronto. This is ABC News.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A woman from North Carolina is waiting out the aftermath of Hurricane Helene in central Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has her story.
Andrea Ducklow said, while things are devastated in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, people are getting help. But the spread of misinformation on social media is causing harm, too.
Don't politicize our disaster because there's a lot of people missing. There's a lot of people that have died, and there's a lot of people that lost everything.
I'm Melissa Kay.
A man is in jail after a weekend standoff in Waukesha. Police responded to a domestic incident on Saturday. The man barricaded himself in his home by the time officers arrived. De-escalation efforts failed, so officers used tear gas. The alleged victim and two police officers suffered minor injuries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Badgers get ready for Rutgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers travel to New Jersey this weekend to take on the 4-1 Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell says quarterback Braden Locke did a good job of bouncing back in their win over Purdue after throwing two interceptions early in the game.
Sometimes you take it for, well, he's a slinger and he doesn't care. No, it's just he processes things. He's able to come back. He's able to have confidence in what he's doing.
NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Dobbs to be back at work tomorrow. Dobbs suspended over the weekend after not reporting to practice last week.
It's a pretty isolated incident. This has not happened with him before, and I don't expect it to happen moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Lakers Thursday night in a preseason game. Damian Lillard says he's in great shape thanks to his personal trainers.
Nutritionist and chef and speed and agility, strength and conditioning, my basketball trainer. We executed it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Want your business to thrive in northern Wisconsin? Join the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce today and showcase your business in the 2025 Price County Visitor's Guide. With 25,000 copies distributed across resorts, motels, restaurants, and Midwest sports shows, it's a great way to get noticed. Pick up a fall coupon book for $10 and save big with local businesses. Contact the Park Falls Chamber at 715-762-2703. Find them inside the Professional Building, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
It's time to shift seasons in style at Macy's Fab Fall Sale. Save on all the things you can't wait to wear, like shoe and boot specials 30 to 40% off, and coats for your crew 30 to 60% off. Plus, elevate your tabletop with hosting essentials from Gottinger, The Cellar, Thirsty Stone, and more 50% off. Even better, take an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Starting Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
98Q Country.
It's going to be funky.
How come all the pretty girls like you are taken, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Think about you some days and the way I would lay wasting day after day with you. We always go our separate ways, but no one can love you, baby, the way I do. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough, find shelter in me. If there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. If ever you wanted me, I'll be your man. I'd be a fool to let you go with someone else. Whatever you want from me, I'll be your man. I'd give it all up just to have you for myself. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough, won't you hold on to me? When there's no one else to love, keep me in mind.
Keep me in mind.
And I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
I'll be your man. Hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
Come on, little mama.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
Raymond's in his Sunday best. He's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. There's the Martins walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off-key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. I sing along as the choir sways every verse of Amazing Grace. And then we shake the preacher's hand, go home into your blue jeans, have some
some baked beans, pick a backyard football team, not do much of anything. That's what I love about Sunday. I stroll to the end of the drive, pick up the Sunday Times, grab a coffee cup. Looks like Sally and Rod finally tied the knot. Well, it's about time. It's 35 cents off a ground round. Baby, cut that coupon out. It's what I love about Sunday. Catnapping on the porch swing, you curled up next to me. The smell of jasmine wakes us up. Take a walk down a back road, tackle box and a cane pole, carve our names in that white oak. Still a kiss as the sun fades. That's what I love about Sunday. Oh yeah. New believers getting baptized, mama's hands raised up high, having a hallelujah good time. A smile on everybody's face, that's what I love about Sunday. Oh yeah. That's what I love about Sunday.
She got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, Willie girl. You gave me Goldie Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on my radio. Let's take our time, walk the line. Favorite songs about the top to bottom, perfect. You're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like on an island. Only way I could survive is if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl.
Kane Brown at 98Q Country. I love country music. Well, we're loving 60 degrees again today, and this is time of the season where we feel a little bit guilty when we watch what's going on. Hurricane season is always tough. It was up till about a week or 10 days ago. It was a very quiet hurricane season, and that changed rather quickly with Helene and now Milton. And then now they're saying maybe there's another one even coming in behind that, but they'll worry about that if it happens. But Milton going to come in, and it's going to nail Florida. The last I saw, Tampa was a spot. They say this could be the worst in over 100 years and maybe the worst hurricane to ever in the history of tracking it anyway to hit that Florida area. Tampa right now is in the brunt of it, and people are leaving Florida. We heard on the news, it took a young lady said it took her about 4.5 hours to go 60 miles. And the lines going out, it's a mandatory evacuation. It is not an optional one for certain areas of Florida. And right now it's a Category 5 storm. Experts are saying when it hits landfall, it may, because once it hits the land, it has a tendency to weaken just a little bit. But either way, it's still going to be crazy. Winds gusting 200 plus miles an hour. And you see, I'm looking at an aerial view of Tampa right now where it's just absolutely beautiful, and it's 73 degrees, and that city is just going to get absolutely smacked by this storm. So keep them in your prayers down there, folks down there in the Florida area dealing with hurricane season. Of course, Helene came through and hit portions of Florida. Of course, Asheville was, and many other cities too, were hit by that, so just keeping your prayers down there, and if you have an opportunity, if you are, just keep in mind, too, if you're giving, if you want to give to help out, be very proactive in that, because the scammers are out, and they'll take your money, and they won't give it to them, so be very proactive in who you are giving that money to. We have an option for you, right at the top of our civic media webpage. We have a little thing out there that says help families affected by Hurricane Helene. All right. So that's one, and that goes not only to Hurricane Helene, but it goes for general hurricane relief. So if you want to give and know that you're giving to a place that the money is going to get there, it's through the American Red Cross. It is through Samaritan's Purse. And also through World Center Kitchen. There are three charities that Civic Media has investigated and knows are good. So if you want to go to the top of civicmedia.us and, again, help families affected by Hurricane Helene, that money will go for them and for hurricane relief down there. Civicmedia.us. You can trust that one. Let's get you some words of wisdom here as we enjoy, we try to, when we know there's good weather, when we know that bad weather's going on down there, if we walk around in a 60-degree day here and we're kind of like, we look around like, feel kind of guilty, enjoy it nonetheless. Hope you have a good day. We've got some words of wisdom to kick off today as we focus on the family.
What's holding you back in life? Whatever it is, here's my advice. To move forward, find a way to turn your limitations into opportunities. Jarrett Adams can tell you all about that. At the age of 17, he was wrongly convicted of a crime. He spent nearly a decade behind bars before a new hearing was ordered and his conviction was overturned. Many people facing dark circumstances like that allow resentment and bitterness to steer them down a destructive path. But Jarrett chose to turn his negative experience into something positive, not only for himself, but for the community. He went to school, earned a law degree, and now represents other people who've been unjustly imprisoned. He also connects exonerees to an ecosystem of support that helps them re-enter society and rebuild their lives. Jarrett's journey from inmate to attorney is a profound statement to the power of forgiveness and redemption. And that is key. Resentment leads to darkness and poor choices. Forgiveness leads to positive movement forward for you and for everyone around you. No matter how dire your circumstances, there's room for redemption, renewal, and meaningful impact. Embrace the challenges you're facing, or at least don't back down. Turn your limitations into stepping stones and let your life be a testament to the transformative power of resilience and grace. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Day.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Get ready to hit the books with a special back-to-school deal from D&D Tire and Auto Center. Enjoy 10% off oil changes and tire rotations. Plus, they offer truck accessories, full engine work, and now marine and power sports service, plus towing. Schedule your service today by calling 715-762-2525 or stop in to D&D Tire and Auto Center on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Your essential stop for worry-free fall color drives.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
98Q Country.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things.